What does this do to an officer's psyche when they're on the job, when they're approaching somebody, whether it's a pullover in a traffic or something in a Home Depot parking lot? Do you want to walk up to no matter who with your hand on your holster, or what does it do to your thinking?
Well, and this is what the citizens need to understand. You know, every officer is I'm just going to say it, you know, they're scared. I mean, this is a scary job. This is a scary profession. It's not for everybody. It takes courage to answer those calls when you know some of them can go very, very bad. And these officers are going to do it. You know, we were just healing from July 7th of 2016, where we lost, you know, four of our own and the DART officer. And, you know, now to have it again. And these officers are going to show up. They showed up this morning. They showed up last night. I went and talked to details last night, and there they were in their seats, ready to serve the citizens of Dallas. And they're going to do their job as professionals.
Was it a scary profession 30 years ago, or has it evolved into this?
Well, unfortunately, there is a very, very small but yet vocal population that want to push this narrative that there's some type of battle or some type of war between the police profession and its citizens, and that could not be further from the truth. That is an absolute lie. The far, far majority of citizens love the police department, love the police profession. Officers are here to serve them. And, you know, the outpour of support that we have gotten from the Dallas citizens just shows that. And the fact that all these officers showed up for work the next day, strapped on their boots, put on that vest, and they went out, they answered those calls for service. And they're going to continue to do that.
How can we help, Mike? Mike Motta, by the way, with the Dallas Police Association. If folks want to assist, are there things that they can do? Obviously, we know there are several organizations, but what would you recommend?
I would please, if they are going to donate, please donate to the Assist the Officer Foundation. It's at atodallas.org. All monies, 100% of all monies are going to go directly to these families. You know, Crystal's going to have a very, very long road of multiple surgeries, rehab, probably quite a bit of facial reconstruction. The Sandander family obviously is going to have burial costs and associated costs. And we just want to make sure that we can take care of those two individuals. And also the Home Depot employee, he's going to have a long road back also. And, you know, like every all citizens, they've got bills, and we want to be able to assist them. So please, if you do want to assist, do go to atodallas.org, mm-hmm. because it is a 100% 501c3 nonprofit. The board is made up of officers who are completely volunteer, and every single dime and penny will go to these officers.